This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Wildfires rage both ends of California, with the deadly infernos barely contained and strong winds and dry conditions in the forecast. The death toll at 31 and was likely to increase as rescue workers reach vast regions left in charred ruins. Ventura County Fire Captain Steve Kaufman, who is the public information officer, says wildfires have destroyed more than 6,700 buildings and most of them homes.
We anticipate that number will increase significantly. I want to stress that there was major fire devastation in the perimeter of the fire.
Thousands of people have been evacuated with what little of their life's possessions they could escape with. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau confirms that his country has heard the recording provided by Turkey of the death of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who was killed in Riyadh's consulate in Istanbul last month.
Canada's intelligence agencies have been working very closely on this issue with the Turkish intelligence. Canada has been fully briefed up on what Turkey had to share.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Saturday each shared the recording with Britain, France, Germany, Saudi Arabia, and the United States. Calculations appear to be shifting in European capitals on whether U.S. President Trump is likely to serve a second term as U.S. president. The consensus in Europe ahead of last week's midterm elections was that he would most likely serve only one term in the White House, but the expanded Republican majority in the Senate is prompting a reconsideration. That, in turn, is leading some European officials to argue that they will not be able to just wait out Mr. Trump for 2 years for a return to business as usual with Washington. This is VOA News. Leading international human rights group Amnesty International said Monday it is stripping Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi of its top honor over her failure to speak out or halt grave atrocities against our country's Rohingya Muslim population. From 1989 to 2010, Myanmar's military-led government repeatedly confined her to house arrest for her role as a political opposition leader and pro-democracy activist. During that time, Western governments and human rights groups, including Amnesty, continuously advocated for her release. During her detention, she was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. In 2009, Amnesty gave her its highest honor, naming her Ambassador of Conscience. But since becoming the country's de facto civilian leader in April of 2016, she and her administration have failed to condemn or try to stop the atrocities. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu cut short his visit to Paris to return home after an outbreak of violence in Gaza.
The aftermath of a botched Israeli undercover operation in the Gaza Strip. Palestinians say this was the spot an Israeli Special Forces member was rescued. The incursion led to a firefight. A Hamas commander was killed and six other Palestinians. An Israeli lieutenant colonel was also killed in the raid, identified only as M. Another officer was wounded. Undercover operations like this becoming public are extremely rare. Following the gun battle, Israeli aircraft fired dozens of missiles into the area. Hamas, the dominant armed group in Gaza, say the strikes were intended as cover for the retreat of a car used by the Israeli troops. In response, Palestinians fired 17 rockets into southern Israel.
It's Reuters' Emily Wither reporting. A suicide bomber killed at least three people and wounded almost a dozen more in Afghanistan's capital. The attack occurred as university students took to the streets for a demonstration protesting the government's failure to prevent attacks in the southeastern provinces of Ghazni and Herat. Protests and litigation are dominating the recount in the U.S. Senate race, of Florida's pivotal races for governor and, of course, U.S. Senate. AB's Julie Walker.
All 67 counties in Florida are facing a state-ordered deadline of Thursday to complete their recounts. It was a weekend of recount drama in Broward and Palm Beach counties, home to large concentrations of Democratic voters. Governor Rick Scott, the Republican candidate for Senate, is suing the Broward supervisor of elections over incompetence and gross mismanagement.
That's AP's Julie Walker reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.